minutes after 8 o'clock. We're back here, 60 degrees. Partly cloudy, partly smoky, take your pick. Thursday, September 12th going on, and as promised, the lady returns. Jana Gageland back with us for another season of Wahpeton History. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
How's your summer been?
Pretty busy.
Pretty busy.
Yeah. It's never hard to find anything to do.
That's why we take this hiatus every summer, so you can go out to the various other things that you do.
Get caught up.
Today, we are talking about, you got me intrigued, flies with fiddles. What in the world?
Well, some people might say that they're flying fiddlers. That gives you a little bit of an idea.
Okay. So, it's getting a little clearer.
Yeah. Well, I tried to find the earliest time when this was mentioned, and it was the 1886 newspaper said that there has been an unusually large crowd of the flying fiddlers. Meaning mosquitoes.
Oh, got it. Okay, now it all comes into focus.
They hum and they buzz and they sing in your ear. Mm-hmm. And so the guy from the novelty works said, come on in and buy some window screen. So that was his solution to that.
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
But, you got to go back to like Lewis and Clark, mm-hmm. I mean? They had mosquitoes in that long grass. They had to follow bodies of water. They must have had issues with them. So they learned a lot from the Native Americans of how to get rid of mosquitoes or at least keep them away with using sweet grass and some oils, mud. There must have been some type of netting. And then the troops, the soldiers would light off gunpowder in their tent. And so they would smoke it down, basically.
Natural repellents.
Yeah. 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 So that's what we had to work with for quite a long time.
Holy smokes.
And then in 1894, the fellow said, well, just put kerosene oil on your fence, and that will keep them back from your home.
Kerosene oil.
Yeah.
So we'll do the trick.
You're supposed to, paint it on there.
Or back then it did.
Yeah. And in 1894, it must have been tough because it says, mosquitoes by the millions are attacking the poor people now. So we skip ahead then to 1897.
All right.
And there was a watermelon festival. And those who were willing to endure the unpleasantness of those flies with fiddles had really good watermelon, and they had a good turnout. So the first time I could find any type of an ad for a repellent, a mosquito repellent, was in 1947.
Okay.
Which it seems like a long time to endure mosquitoes.
No kidding.
Of every, person under the world here. But they had mosquito repellent for 15 cents at it. And it came out of the U.S. government surplus store, which means that they had been working with that type of a research, mm-hmm. If you will, to help their soldiers.
Somebody in the lab going, we got to figure this out.
Yeah, yeah. And in 1949, there was a bumper crop. And they will, according to the newspaper, they're going to last until the first frost. And we still say that. Yeah. The first frost.
Yeah, that's
terrible.
Still prevalent today.
Yeah. The golf course was really a tough area. They had a special gathering place for mosquitoes gathering there. They, in fact, one of the golfers said that they came on the green in bomber formation. So there was.
I picture that in my head. It's kind of funny to me. Yeah,
it's like a cartoon or something.
Sure.
Yeah, for sure. So in 1950, we started spraying in the city for mosquitoes. Chehinka Park was one of the toughest places. The trees and the grasses and the shrubbery. Of course, it wasn't as huge as it is now, but they were still spraying for mosquitoes yet back in that time. They weren't probably because of any illness or anything, but more because it was a nuisance and people couldn't be outside.
Well, this was before I think they stumbled on West Nile.
Yes.
Probably before.
Well,
that.
Before. Yeah. In 1952, believe it or not, there was the Wahpeton Aerial Spray Service. So Ed Litke must have had a plane, and there had a very small airport. Maybe a dirt runway, I don't know, grass, whatever. Anyway, he would charge a dollar an acre for spraying in town.
Boy, that's reasonable.
Yep, $10 for a farmstead. So 1952. And then, of course, 1952, we also saw the beginning of coming down the street with the blower-type machine.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, where they'd blow stuff out into the streets, down the alleys and the avenues. And I don't know if everybody else was like this, but my mom took us inside and said, you get inside, you close all those windows. Because people didn't really know, yeah. You know, if it was good, bad, or otherwise. But, you know, as soon as the dust settled, then we could go back outside and play some more. But it was then that in that year it was pulled by a tractor.
Okay.
Yeah. And then 1959, we now have another spray insect repellent, and that was the first one I could find. 1959, $1.47 for a twin pack, no less. Skip ahead, 1962.
All right, we're moving along.
We are. Well, we have to because there's a lot that happened that we can talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So in 1962, they were doing their spraying and stuff like that, but they found that standing water was a breeding ground.
That was the problem, yeah.
Yeah, so they made DDT bombs.
DDT, yeah. There was a lot of controversy about that.
Very much, yes. Yeah. And so the city people then would make these DDT bombs out of some type of plastic, might have been a bag or something, and then they would throw it into standing water. And then the water then would have all that DDT in it.
Not good.
No. Have you ever been to the fair and not been bothered by mosquitoes?
Mm-hmm.
Have you?
Yeah.
1964, mosquitoes wouldn't give up, even enough after four or five sprayings. 1964.
Seriously. See, yeah. I've never been bothered by them there, and I'm thinking they must do a bang-up job spraying.
Oh, yeah, I think so. In Breckenridge, 1965, they started spraying for mosquitoes.
Okay.
And they got a group from South Dakota came in. All right, 1965. Now we can move forward into maybe more of what the rest of us remember, but mm-hmm. here is off. You know, so you think about what was out there that stopped mosquitoes, that, you know, held them at bay. So now we have off, and it was a 79 cents or 78 cents, and it was a spray. So what has gone on since that time?
You know? Since off, since the beginning of off.
What's
been happening?
You know, it's like, well, what else did they have out there? You know, do you remember anything else that was that you're parents or you yourselves would put on as an insect repellent?
I used to get my uncle actually introduced me to Cutter's
yes.
insect repellent.
Mm-hmm.
And up until that point, it was just spraying up and down with off.
Yes.
But then I got into Cutter's and mm-hmm. that worked too.
Yeah. And then Cutter's expanded where it wasn't just a spray. You could get a roll on,
mm-hmm.
which was easier for kids. And then they had wipes. You know, where you'd pull a wipe out and, you know, from like a package and
little good kits. Stuff. And it worked, too.
Yeah, yeah. Then, of course, Deep Woods off and some of those others came along. So what happened when people were sitting outside? They were still being bothered by them.
Mm-hmm.
So what did families use? Do you remember anything that they might have used?
Is this before citronella candle?
That would be one.
Okay.
Yeah. So they would burn this candle, which would keep, you know, the flying fiddlers away from that little area, but you got out onto the grass and it didn't matter.
Right.
They also had pellets that you would throw into your yard and, you know, kind of act as a repellent for mosquitoes. Some people had plants. They planted different things in their flower gardens.
That's right.
Were supposed to repel. And then we had, remember those zappers?
Yes.
I mean, you would hear them going off in people's yards all the time, you know.
Yeah, never sleep with the windows open in the summer if you got a neighbor with one of those.
Yeah, and yeah. then and it would be constant, and the next morning it would be full.
Mm-hmm.
But there were still a lot of mosquitoes going around there. Then you had those coils. Remember the green coils?
The coils, yes.
And you'd burn those. And again, it kept a small area free, but mm-hmm. it did not take care of very much beyond that. Some of the repellents were also offered in a musk oil. So
I remember that too. Mm-hmm, yeah,
that was a new one. I think it was in a green, little green bottle. But
didn't Avon Skin So Soft,
yes.
wasn't that another natural yeah. repellent or mm-hmm. Repellent?
They advertised it as such, and it probably worked, you mm-hmm. know, till you were out in the hot sun, and then it didn't work anymore.
Yeah, but your skin was soft.
Yes, it was.
So that was one advantage.
Yes. I remember, too, that they came out with these bracelets that mm-hmm. you could wear around your wrist.
That's right. I remember those as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
Good
but,
stuff.
You know, there's nothing better than Deep Woods Off.
Deep Woods Off. That takes care of just about everything.
It sure does. was.
Janet, listen, we're out of time.
Okay.
But it's so good to have you back in
here.
It's
good to be here.
Looking forward to another season of Great Wahpeton History. That was fascinating stuff.
It was fun.
You bet. again, fiddlers, flies with fiddles.
Flies with fiddles.
Okay.
Or flying fiddlers.
If you missed any of this, it's going to be available in podcast form on our website early this afternoon. Janet, again, thanks for stopping in.
Good to be here.
It's 8:18. We'll get to the Morning Zoo with Mr. Tom Schmaltz right after this.
In a world hungry for growth and possibilities,
there is a name that stands above the rest.
Proceed, a trusted name in agricultural excellence.
For generations, we've been providing farmers with the seeds that ignite their success. From seeds to success stories, Proceed is there every step of the way. Contact your local Proceed rep today.
Need seed? Think Proceed. Proceed.net.
Sending one text at 55 miles per